It starts to come back to me while I'm asleep, and when I wake again, I remember more of it. Not the end. I genuinely can't remember getting in the car, almost running over my father, hitting the telephone pole. I must have checked out by then. But before that, I can remember being at the party, drinking anything anyone offered, feeling better because of it, feeling lighter, flirting with Cameron, drinking some more, not thinking. After so much thinking, blocking it all out. I'm like Dana's parents or Dr. P. I want to ask her why. Even from the inside, I can't figure it out. Because the body can't answer that. My limbs are heavy, wooden, but I prop myself up. I edge myself out of bed. I need to find a computer or a phone. When I get to the door, I find it's locked. There should be a key that lets me out, but somebody's taken it. I'm trapped in my own room. Now that they know I remember at least some of it, they're letting me stew in my own guilt. And the worst part is, it's working. I am out of water. I call out that I need more water. Within a minute, my mother is at the door with a glass. She looks like she's been crying. She is shattered. I have shattered my mother. "Here," she says. "Can I come out?" I ask. "There are some things I need to look up for school." She shakes her head. "Maybe later, after dinner. For now, Dr. P would like you to write down everything you're feeling." She leaves and locks the door behind her. I find a piece of paper and a pen. "What I feel is helplessness," I write. But then I stop, because I'm not writing as Dana. I'm writing as me. The headache and nausea are subsiding. Although every time I imagine Rhiannon alone in the cabin, I feel sick again. I promised her. Even though I knew the risk, I promised her. And now I'm proving to her that it's too risky to accept my promises. I am proving to her that I won't be able to come through. Dana's mother brings me dinner on a tray, as if I'm an invalid. I thank her for it, and then I find the words I should have been using all along. "I'm sorry," I tell her. "I'm really, really sorry." She nods, but I can tell it's not enough. I must have told her I was sorry too many times before. At some point, maybe last night, she must have stopped believing it. When I ask her where my father is, she tells me he's getting the car fixed. They decide that I will have to go to school tomorrow, and that I will have to make amends to my friends then. They say I can use the computer for my homework, but then sit there behind me as I make up things to research. Emailing Rhiannon is out of the question, and they show no signs of giving me back my phone. The previous night's events never come back to me. I spend the rest of the night staring into that blank space, and I can't help but feel it's staring right back.